is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania will travel to Pittsburgh Tuesday in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead and 6 wounded. The president appearing on Fox News yesterday.
I'm just going to pay my respects. I'm also going to the hospital to see the officers and some of the people that were so badly hurt.
Under heavy security, the suspect Robert Bowers, wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance Monday following the shooting. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Vigils were held Monday in cities across the United States. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf attended the vigil in the city of York.
It was a despicable and cowardly act of anti-Semitism that has no place in our society.
The mass shooting has received global attention. At the UN Security Council on Monday, Bolivian Ambassador Sasha Sergio Llorente condemned the deadly shooting.
The members of the Security Council expressed their deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed, and they offer their sympathy to the people and the government of the United States. I ask those present to now rise in a moment of silence for the victims.
Meanwhile, Cesar Sayoc, the suspect accused of sending explosive-style devices through the mail to prominent Democrats, also appeared in federal court Monday in Miami. He was arrested Friday after allegedly sending 15 such devices, none of which exploded. Saudi public prosecutor Saud al-Mojeb visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on Tuesday as part of an investigation into the killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Al-Mojeb arrived in Istanbul on Sunday night and held talks yesterday with Istanbul's chief prosecutor, days after he contradicted weeks of Saudi statements by saying that Khashoggi's killing was premeditated. He held a second round of talks with Turkish prosecutor Erfan Fidan at the courthouse on Tuesday. This is VOA News. A woman blew herself up in the center of Tunis on Monday, wounding at least 15 people, including several police officers, claiming the calm in the North African country after a series of deadly attacks directed at tourists and security forces in 2015. Kamel Bricky said she heard the explosion very close to the municipal theater. A state of emergency was imposed 3 years ago. 21 people died in a hostage siege at the Bardo Museum in Tunis. Another 38 were killed at a resort. Indonesian authorities held out little hope for survivors from Monday's crash of a Lion Air Boeing 737 after it vanished from radar shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. The pilot attempted to return to the airport before the plane plunged into the Java Sea. Rescuers have retrieved human remains. The director of search and rescue, Bambang Suryo Aji, said Monday body bags containing the remains are being sent to the police hospital for identification. Ousted Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe on Monday demanded Parliament be allowed to choose who runs the country after being sacked Friday by President Maithripala Sirisena and replaced by former President Mahinda Rajapaksa.
No one can interfere with Parliament.
The Parliament Speaker warned if the matter cannot be resolved politically, it could go to the streets in a bloodbath. Both the U.S. and India have called for a reconvening of Parliament to allow lawmakers to determine who is in charge. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed visiting Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and praised him for his reform efforts. Mr. Macron said France will be at his side in his efforts at liberalization, economic transformation, uniting the country and calming domestic tensions. The 42-year-old Ethiopian leader has been lauded for forging peace with Eritrea and releasing political prisoners. Sudanese billionaire Mo Ibrahim, in releasing his annual Ibrahim Index of African Governance, warned nations on the continent are failing to create enough jobs for a booming youth population. The number of people in Africa is expected to double by 2050. Israeli Sports Minister Miri Regev Monday said he signed the guestbook during a visit to Abu Dhabi's Grand Mosque, another sign of Israel's growing contacts with Gulf nations opposed to Iran. Regev said an Israeli judo team earned a gold medal at an Abu Dhabi athletic event where the Israeli national anthem was played in a country that has no relations with the Jewish state. And U.S. stocks fell amid investor concerns over trade tensions and the drop in technology shares yesterday. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.